I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Languages are often described like patients in a hospital. This language is healthy, that one is dying. The descriptions can apply equally to the health of languages taught here in the United States. Today we consider what it takes to keep a language thriving in America. The World's Alex Galifant reports from New York on the state of Italian.
We begin in Italy. And no, that's not an extravagant Italian accent. We're in Italy, spelt E-A-T-A-L-Y. It's a massive new food emporium for all things Italian in the heart of Manhattan. 50,000 square feet of olive oil, pasta, prosciutto, panettone, plus an array of places to find a meal. One of the partners behind Italy is the author and TV chef Lydia Bastianich.
Here we have all opportunities to enjoy Italian products, authentic Italian products that are really artigianali from the artisans of Italy.
Like generations of Italians before her, Bastianich came to the United States when she was a child. America has been her home for more than half a century.
The love for Italy, specifically for Italian food, has been a crescendo in all of these 50 years. It seems that Americans are in love with Italy. They love the Italian style, the Italian culture, music. But then Italy is a special country.
It especially feels like that in the United States. So that makes a recent piece of news all the more surprising. A couple months back, the State University of New York at Albany announced the elimination of Italian language as a major.
I was at loss with words.
Maria Keyes is a lecturer at SUNY Albany. Originally from Rome, she's been teaching at the university for 23 years. Keyes says it's currently the only place in that part of New York State where students can major in Italian.
Once this goes away, there is nothing. There are other colleges that maybe they teach one or two classes, maybe because the students go overseas and exchange programs. But I'm surprised that the only place where the student has a chance to gain a degree in Italian is going to be closed.
The authorities at SUNY Albany say the cuts were unavoidable. Their funding comes from New York State, which itself faces a massive budget shortfall. And other language majors have been axed besides Italian, including French, Russian, and classics. But Chinese isn't one of them. That's staying. Nancy Rhodes is with the Center for Applied Linguistics in Washington.
One of the reasons that Chinese is on the rise now is there is a very, very strong push with the Chinese government to promote Chinese teaching in this country.
That push is in large part financial, with lots of money going not only to colleges, but to budget-strapped high schools.
The Chinese government comes and says, oh, well, you know, we'd like you to teach Chinese, and by the way, we can help you and provide you with teachers. So it's a great deal for many of these schools.
Now, the Italian government spends money in American high schools, too. It funds a chain of education nonprofits called the Enti Gestori, which help pay for Italian programs and teachers. And the Italian government recently threw its weight behind the Advanced Placement Exam in Italian. The AP awards college credit for high school students. The Italian exam first arrived in 2005 after a campaign by various Italian-American groups. One of the leaders of that campaign was Margaret Cuomo, herself a teacher.
The program ran for 3 years. But you have to remember, in 2007, 2008, the recession was on its way. Things became very challenging to support a program which still wasn't at the point of being self-sustaining.
Last year, the Italian AP ran out of money and was discontinued. In response, Cuomo and others went lobbying and fundraising again, enlisting the Italian government along the way. And it worked. The Italian AP will return next September, and Cuomo is determined it won't be cut again.
This program is for the foreseeable future.
The insistence you can hear in Cuomo's voice, that's what it takes for a small language such as Italian to thrive in the United States today, when budgets are tight and other languages dominate the political and economic spotlight. As Nancy Rhodes in Washington says, it's a competition.
That's the problem.
Some institutions can barely afford to offer any foreign languages. And so when there's pressure to introduce the language of the day, it can come at a price.
We hate to see, you know, a language being dropped, German or, you know, Italian being dropped so that Chinese can be added.
My name is Renata Paolercio, and I am an Italian teacher at the Bronx High School of Science.
The Bronx High School of Science is a public school about an hour's subway ride away from Italy, the food emporium in Manhattan. Paoleccio teaches Italian there, one lesson a day for each grade.
Here I feel fairly comfortable. We have a fairly consistent enrollment, but it's really that one class every year. So I do feel quite a bit of pressure on myself to, you know, ensure that at least one freshman class comes in each year.
If students don't sign up for Italian, if there's no demand, there would be no class. One of the things Paoleccio says motivates her high school students to enroll is the prospect of college credit in year four, their senior year. In fact, she says not having that option would be disastrous.
You could essentially kill the entire program in 1 year, not having a fourth-year option for students.
So when the advanced placement exam in Italian was cut last year, Renata Paoleccio had to scramble. She found an alternative to the AP, something called University in the High School, which also offers college-level classes. But that course is run by SUNY Albany, the university that just cut its Italian major. Now, of course, there are questions about the future of University in the High School, at least regarding Italian. The survival of a language in schools and colleges is mostly about money, but it's also about confidence. If students can't be sure schools are committed to a language, they'll be unlikely to commit to it themselves. Now, Italian's not in danger of disappearing from American education. Almost 80,000 high schoolers took the language in 2007-08, the most recent figures available. And don't forget, not all learners are in formal education.
We will teach Italian language in the vernacular of food.
At the Italy Food Emporium, Chef Lydia Bastianic will offer something called La Scuola, an in-house school where patrons can learn to eat and talk like Italians.
So they will have the breakfast, or they can say, che delizioso, che buono, posso averne un'altra, can I have another one? All of those things that are really very useful language, that's at the basis. You know, how do you make the language your friend?
Our reasons for learning languages change. Right now, Chinese commands the headlines, as Russian and Japanese did in decades past. And it's hard to make a case for Italian solely for business reasons. Once upon a time, Americans learned Italian because they wanted to communicate with their Italian grandparents. Now, if Bastianic is right, Americans are learning the language in part because it's a lifestyle.
At the end of my show, I say, tutti a tavola mangiare, and I can tell you, when I do book signing, the amount of times that gets repeated to me from my viewers, and they are so proud.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.